I am Michael Archangel, and I am here. Where? Where is here? Am I bound by time and space? Nay. So when I say I am here, 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 I am everywhere. So there is not one dark force, not one demon out of hell, not one demon in hell, not one fallen being on this planet who can hide from me. And thus, I am manifesting my presence in this nation of Russia, where you have called me forth by providing me this platform of your coming together for this magnificent gathering of hearts. And thus I say, I am here this very moment to bind the national demon of Russia, the demon of fear, specifically the demon of the fear of failure that has so affected the people who have embodied in this nation for a very, very long time. This is also the fear of being judged by some authority that has near absolute power over you. But my beloved, as you all know, you are spiritual beings. What authority on earth could have absolute power over you? They might have absolute power over your body, but they do not have absolute power over your spirit. For the only being in the material world that has absolute power over your spirit is you and your free will decisions. And thus I also bind that national demon of Russia that has for so long attempted the people who embody in this nation from being willing to make their decisions, to make decisions and face the consequences and not judge themselves based on this black and white judgment that if something doesn't live up to a certain standard, it must be a failure. My beloved, I am here to banish the spirit of failure, and I truly desire to see all of you who have come to this conference and all who are Ascended Master students in this nation and worldwide to banish the spirit of failure and the fear of failure, even the consciousness of failure. My beloved, when you are willing to look at yourself, learn from any event and come up higher, you cannot fail. You can never fail when you are willing to grow. The only possible failure in the physical octave on earth is an unwillingness to grow, because you're not willing to look at yourself and see, what could I learn from this experience? What could I learn from this event? And so you are all willing to do this, and you have already done this in many ways, my beloved. That is why you are here, or you would not have been able to find this path, to follow it to the point where you were willing to come here and be in my presence. So you have already raised yourself far, far, far above where you were in this or past lifetimes. You have already overcome a lot of this momentum of the fear of failure. And for most of you, there is just one little thing that is remaining, one little switch you have not made in your mind, where you come to see what exactly it is you fear. What is it you fear, my beloved? Ask yourself this question during this conference. What do I fear would happen if I fail? Look especially at your relationship to God, how you look at God, how you have been programmed by the fallen beings and the false religions over centuries, many, many lifetimes, to think that God is an angry being in the sky who looks at you with a black and white judgment, and if you do not live up to some superhuman standard of perfection, then God will condemn you to an eternity in hell. What utter falsity this image is. It is false because the true God is a God of unconditional love. It is also false because the true God does not look at your imperfections while you're in the unascended state. That is why he has the ascended masters. And we do not look at your imperfections as the fallen beings do or as they want you to look at them. We look at them not even as imperfections, but simply as a certain stage on the path. My beloved, will you please make an effort to realize one simple thing? When I look at each and every one of you who is sitting here, there is not one single person I consider a failure. There is not one single one of you that I judge or condemn in any way. Naturally, I can see that you are at different levels of consciousness, different levels of the path towards the 144th state of consciousness and your ascension. But there is not one of you who is deficient in any way. I do not look at you and say, this person is below the standard and that person is above the standard. There is no standard, my beloved, other than your continued growth. I look at each and every one of you, and I see that you are at a certain stage of the path where you're dealing with certain challenges, and I have only one aim for this address and any other help you ask from me. And that is to help you raise yourself to the next level on your personal path. It is a complete illusion, my beloved, that you need to reach a certain step, a certain level of Christhood or spiritual development before you are acceptable to the ascended masters. When you open yourself to the spiritual path, when you make an effort, when you are willing to look at yourself, when you commit to the path, you are instantly acceptable to us as a student. Before that, you are also acceptable to us, but we do not yet see you as a direct student because you have not awakened to the possibility of walking the path that we teach. And so we let you have others teach us as you need until you are ready to come to that point of acknowledging our presence, acknowledging the path, and that there is a goal, and it is personal Christhood, and it is the ascension. From that moment on, my beloved, you are fully acceptable to us, each and every one of you. We only look at how can we assist you in taking the next step. My beloved, if I do not condemn you, why am I speaking so sternly, you might ask. And it is because I am not speaking to you. I am speaking to those demons and entities who still have some hook in your auras. And therefore I say, I am Archangel Michael, and you shall not stand in my presence. Thus, get out of here this moment. And I say to you, if you are willing to let go, then these demons, they will flee, for I am Archangel Michael, and I call you to get out of these my people. Truly, if you read again or hear again this dictation, you can let go of something and it shall be gone, and my angels shall be waiting to bind those lower forces and take them to a proper place where they can be dealt with according to the vision of Christ, which is not your concern. Your concern is to get them out of your personal force field. And this can happen by your simple acceptance and your willingness to let it go. Naturally, you cannot let go of something against your free will, and sometimes you need to see what it is you are dealing with, what it is that element in your psychology, what is that belief you have about God or about the ascended masters. And when you see it and when you are willing to let it go, you can accept, I trust, that it is gone because I, Archangel Michael, say so. And there is no force on earth or in the lower realm that can stand against my light and my presence. And thus you may invoke that presence in the decrees we have given through various dispensations, whatever appeals to you, But first of all, invoke my presence in your heart. Ask me to come into your heart. I will be gentle to you, my beloved, but not to the demons who torment you or the entities that seek to pull you into this or that pattern. Therefore, I offer you this gift, this dispensation, but it is, of course, not for you alone. It is for this entire nation of Russia, which is truly at a tipping point. As Mother Mary talked about in Holland, where you come to these points where there are certain geometrical configurations in the emotional, mental, and identity realms. Some have been engineered by the fallen beings, some have been created by the Ascended Masters, some have been invoked by Ascended Master students. And you can have these points where a nation can go either in a downward spiral or in an upward spiral. And the difference between whether it goes up or down can be very, very small. And that is why a group the size of this one has the potential over these next days to tip Russia in a positive direction, even though you are so few compared to the total population of this nation. Nevertheless, it is not a matter of you raising the entire collective consciousness, which would be impossible for you. It would take greater numbers. But it is possible to shift this geometric matrix so that it goes in an upward direction rather than a downward one. I am not just talking about one issue here. Surely you all know the attention on corruption, but this is not the only issue. The real issue here in this nation of Russia right now, and it has been for some time, is whether the Russian people or a critical mass of them are willing to make decisions. And I am not talking about outer decisions. I am talking about a decision about how they see themselves, what kind of nation they want to live in, and what kind of leaders they want to have, and what kind of leaders they do not want to have. I am not in any way setting up a standard here. I am not saying that the Ascended Masters are saying Russia should be like this and Russia should be like that. Saint Germain's plans for the golden age of Russia has a wide range, from lower to higher. And he is perfectly in acceptance that it is the Russian people who must choose. But it is clear, my beloved, that the decision has not been made. What kind of people are we? What kind of nation do we want to live in? What kind of leaders do we want to have? What kind of leaders do we not want to have? These are the four essential questions. And you can, with this gathering, have a major impact on whether the balance tips and the Russian people become more willing to consider these questions. It is not simply a matter of corruption or not corruption. Even if you could get rid of all corruption tomorrow, it would not solve all problems in Russia, as it would not solve all problems in any other nation. But the fact is that in order to get rid of corruption, the Russian people have to answer these questions of who they are, what kind of nation they want to live in. This is the most important questions facing this nation right now. Of course, many other nations are facing the same questions, but that is not your concern. Do not start pointing the finger and saying, but this nation and that nation isn't doing it. That isn't the issue. The question is, do you want Russia to move forward? And if you do, then it is a matter of focusing on what needs to change here, what needs to change now. And this I have given you the agenda for what you can focus your calls and decrees on over these next days. I have given you the agenda for what you can examine in your own consciousness. For of course, my beloved, how shall the Russian people decide these questions if you who are the Ascended Master students and who are further along on the path to Christhood than most people have not decided these questions. And so I ask you to consider it, perhaps talk amongst yourselves as you feel, but consider it in yourself. What kind of nation do you feel you deserve to live in? What kind of nation do you want to live in? You see, my beloved, when we of the Ascended Masters look at many nations, we face a certain dilemma, as some of the other masters spoke about in Holland, even in Korea. We always face the dilemma of what is possible given the state, the level of the collective consciousness. In almost every nation on earth, there is a sufficient number of people embodied, and they have a sufficient level of Christhood that they could make a serious difference in that nation. But there are always two questions we face. Will they awaken to why they took embodiment in that nation? And will they free themselves from the element of the mass consciousness that they have taken on, but which is not theirs? Now, if we want to be more direct, we can say, how do you who are here look at yourselves? Do you look at yourselves as Russians? Do you look at yourselves as Russians first? Or do you look at yourselves as spiritual beings? You see, my beloved, there is a certain collective consciousness in Russia. It has been built over centuries. It is, because of the size and the population of this nation, a very heavy, very dense cloud of energy that overpowers most people. What will it take for Russia to move forward? It will take that a critical mass of people awaken themselves from being overpowered by this collective consciousness and stop identifying themselves with it. This is, of course, the same in every nation. But again, we are focused here. So, is it realistic that the majority of the people in Russia could do this? Well, if you look back a number of years, it was not realistic. What was then determined by the Ascended Masters? It was determined that we would send a large number of people into embodiment in Russia who have the necessary level of inner attunement, of Christ awareness, that you could be the forerunners for this awakening by awakening yourselves from identifying with this mass consciousness. There are elements of this consciousness, but I have given you the most important ones right now. Your willingness to make decisions, overcoming the fear of failure, the fear of failing, and whatever may come after you fail. And so, if you are willing to do this, it might help you to recognize that you are all here because you volunteer to embody in this nation at this time. This means you did not personally contribute to the creation of this collective consciousness. This does not apply to all of you, but the vast majority of you. And therefore, you have the potential to awaken yourselves and depersonalizing it and realizing this is a consciousness I have taken on behalf of my nation. But this does not mean that I have this consciousness as a part of my being. I have taken it on as you take on an overcoat in order to protect yourself. Only this time, what you are protecting yourself from is just being hurt by living in this environment. And so, by taking on the collective consciousness, you are in a certain way protecting yourself from being overpowered by it. But in order to awaken yourself, you need to recognize this is not my personal issue. It is something I have taken on. And in order to take it on, I need to recognize that I have also taken on a certain belief about myself, such as that you are not worthy, such as that you have to live up to certain conditions in order to be worthy. Or maybe that there is something inherently wrong with you, that God created you with a flaw, or the many other elements of this consciousness. But each and every one of you, you have taken on this consciousness, and you have the potential to shift out of it by shifting your consciousness very slightly. Yes, some of you have already done this to a large degree, but nevertheless, it is still valuable for you to consider if you have any elements left of this, how it is affecting you. And as the master said in Holland, how is it affecting the way you look at and relate to the ascended masters? Because if you think that we are a part of the reason why you have the fear of failure, if you think we are these judgmental beings who are judging and criticizing you harshly for any mistake, then you will, of course, find it impossible to relate to us more directly as the messenger described. And we, of course, have the same desire as the messenger, or rather the messenger has the same desire as us. Namely, we desire to have a more personal relationship with those of you who are willing, because this is how you grow, but this is also how we then can use you as the open doors to release the energy, to release the energies that will shift the collective consciousness. You are in embodiment to shift the collective consciousness, but you cannot do it alone. You can only do it when you become more and more of an open door for the energies and the impulses, these sort of energetic matrices that are coming from our octave. It is a matter of co-creation, as Saint Germain said. We are co-creating a golden age for Russia. We cannot do it alone because we do not have the authority. You cannot do it alone because you do not have the power. Together we have both the authority and the power, and therefore it will manifest when you accept that it is not only possible, but it is real, it is here, it is now. Can you accept that I am real, that I am here, that I am now? Then I am here with you, for you, and within you.